Without a Hero by T. Caragason Boyle. This book is read by Jonathan Rees. All that remained to hope was that on the day of my execution there should be a huge crowd of spectators, and that they should greet me with howls of execration. Albert Camus, The Stranger. To her horror, Dotty found herself having second thoughts. What if she had lost her virginity to a man who scared her, and who sounded, from his own description, like a pretty bad hat? Mary McCarthy, The Group. Big Game. The way to hunt is for as long as you live, against as long as there is such and such an animal. Ernest Hemingway, Green Hills of Africa. You could shoot anything you wanted for a price, even the elephant, but Bernard tended to discourage the practice. It made an awful mess, for one thing, and when all was said and done, it was the big animals, the elephant, the rhino, the water buff, and giraffe, that gave the place its credibility, not to mention ambiance. They weren't exactly easy to come by, either. He still regretted the time he'd let the kid from the heavy metal band pot one of the giraffes, even though he'd taken a cool $12,000 to the bank on that one. And then there was the idiot from MGM, who opened up on a herd of zebra and managed to decapitate two ostriches and lame the Abyssinian ass in the process. Well, it came with the territory, he supposed, and it wasn't as if he didn't carry enough insurance on the big stuff to buy out half the L.A. Zoo if he had to. He was just lucky nobody had shot himself in the foot yet, or the head. Of course, he was insured for that, too.